The day after tomorrow, the people of Bosnia will vote in their first post-war elections. There is widespread belief among analysts, both inside and outside Bosnia, that the big winners will be the country's three ruling nationalist parties, the Serbs, the Croats, and the Muslims. If there are to be any surprises, they may occur in Bosnian Serb territory. Two coalitions of moderate opposition parties pose a serious challenge to the hard-line Serbian Democratic Party, known as the SDS. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has just returned from the Serb Republic in northwestern Bosnia and filed this report.
There's a crowd of about 1,000 for the ruling SDS party rally in the small town of Mirkonić Grad. The dignitaries on the podium include two Orthodox priests flanking party leader Biljana Plavsic. The tone of the speeches is strident and apocalyptic. One man tells the crowd that Saturday's election represents a choice between the survival of the Serbian people and their disappearance.
Ko vas je tjerao da date ime Sanja, Vanja, Sanela, Lea, Tea, Cica, Gica, Goca i tako dalje.
Another speaker uses a sarcastic tone to recite a list of Muslim and Croat first names and tells the crowd that it was the communist leaders of Yugoslavia who forced Serbs to have mixed marriages and give such names to their children in an effort to undermine Serbian nationhood. But the people in the town square, mainly poor peasants who depend on assistance from the SDS, are not very receptive to the nationalist rhetoric. The mood is very different at what appears to be a clandestine rally of an opposition candidate. About 50 people have turned out in the small village of Stanari near the city of Doboj to hear Milovan Stanković, a candidate of the Socialist Party. They listen attentively as he speaks in the workers' mess hall of the local coal mine. He tells them they've shown courage to come after all the SDS threats of lynchings. A few other people stand nervously at the door, unsure whether to enter. Stanković, who until recently was a major in the Bosnian Serb army and is considered a hero for his defense of Doboj, says Saturday's vote represents a choice between war and peace, between those who are honest and those who are dishonest. And the war hero names names of SDS members who profited and became rich during the war. Using simple and direct language, devoid of the gloomy Serbian mythology with which the SDS nourished hatred and war, the socialist candidate talks about concrete issues, reviving the economy and providing benefits for the wounded and families of the war dead. Stanković's Socialist Party, the Bosnian Serb branch of the party of Serbian leader Slobodan Milošević, heads an opposition coalition known as the Union for Peace and Progress. The coalition has joined forces with the Democratic Patriotic Bloc, led by the popular mayor of Banja Luka, Predrag Radić, to present a joint candidate for the three-member Bosnian presidency. But the opposition parties have undergone harassment and physical intimidation by the SDS and have not been given access to the official Bosnian Serb media. Radio Krajina is a pirate radio station in Banja Luka, the largest Bosnian Serb city. It's run by a Bosnian Serb army officer, General Milutinović, who is vehemently critical of the SDS leadership. The radio is very popular here, but covers less than one-third of Bosnian Serb territory. Radio Krajina is the major outlet for the opposition, and its call-in shows have become the only forum where refugees, who make up half the city's population, can vent their complaints. Many say the SDS is pressuring them not to return to their homes to vote. Banja Luka is where the moderate opposition stands its best chances in the elections. But even in Banja Luka, where the SDS is very unpopular, there's a climate of uncertainty and fear. On a pedestrian mall in the center of the city, several people refuse to speak about the elections, saying they know nothing about politics. Only one woman who is selling books at a stall is willing to talk, although reluctantly.
I wouldn't tell you now who I would vote for. I'd like it to be a secret. Since I live here, one knows who I'm going to vote for, but I want it to be a secret.
Can I just ask you if you feel excitement about these elections? Pa svakako da razmišljam o tome šta će da se desi posle izbora.
Of course, I'm thinking about what's going to happen on the elections and afterwards, and I'm excited about it. We all expect something to change, you know, and to be better, and that we can start working and living better.
But even this woman does not want a restoration of the old multi-ethnic Bosnia. Mladen Ivanic, the joint candidate of the two coalitions for the three-member Bosnian presidency, says not even the most moderate opposition party can embrace such a concept.
Here, you cannot find any political party which will support pre-war Bosnia. It's not possible. But opposition side accept really Dayton agreement.
Ivanic says that if he's elected, he will take part in the joint Bosnian institutions because, he says, if applied correctly, the Dayton Agreement guarantees the Bosnian Serb entity a broad autonomy, its own police and army, a parliament and government, and its own educational and economic systems. And Ivanic rules out secession as long as the Bosnian Serb entity is guaranteed status equal to that of the Muslim Croat Federation.
In the case that we have the same right, that we have a better conditions for living, that we will feel a Bosnia like our country.
With no reliable polls, it's difficult to assess just how well the moderate opposition will do in the elections. It appears to be strongest in Western Bosnia, where nearly two-thirds of the entire Bosnian Serb population lives. But the closer one gets to the hardline nationalist capital Pale, support for the moderates is negligible. The biggest factor of uncertainty is the mood of the massive number of refugee voters who are torn between fear of another outbreak of war and anger at having lost everything, between dependency on the SDS for humanitarian aid and the desire for a return to normal life. The moderates are convinced their pragmatic nationalism will attract the votes of a confused electorate, or will at least diminish the hardliners' grip on power. This is Silvia Poggioli reporting.